So here's where it gets interesting, which is a slight variation of Matt's case, exactly what you said. So basically same situation, but no systemic disease. So only in the brain. And the audience still is primarily going with osimertinib, almost the same exact numbers. And then we asked about 12 asymptomatic brain mets, bilateral, but again, no evidence of disease elsewhere. And again, even a few more people go with osimertinib. When we asked the investigator panel, it was a little bit different in that when we said the patient only had 3 lesions and no systemic disease, several of the investigators, including you, would go for stereotactic radiosurgery first. All the investigators with multiple bilateral brain mets would go with osimertinib. We've seen that in our polling. Can you talk about, though, that situation with just the brain mets?
Yeah, so I think one of the key factors that wasn't included in the question, but that really plays out when you think about this in clinic, is what's the patient's course of disease going to be like? And so if you have this patient with 3 brain metastases and it's been 2 years since a surgery, and that's why they don't have any systemic disease and they only have brain metastases, you can imagine that their course of disease is relatively slow. You don't know when these spots in the brain popped up. And maybe if you address those lesions with local therapy, so stereotactic radiotherapy, you can deal with them and then not have to deal with anything else for months and years to come. And then they're not on some sort of therapy. They're off systemic therapy. You know, and I think the scenario where you have 12 brain metastases is a little bit harder because then you're facing whole brain radiation. And I think most of us would like to try to avoid whole brain radiation in our patients. So for that 12 lesion case, we would approach it with systemic therapy. Whereas for the 3 lesions, we have the hope that this may be a little bump in the patient's course and they can get some stereotactic radiotherapy. We monitor them and, you know, we certainly expect that they'll develop additional disease, but you may be able to put that off for 6 months, a year, or even more.
What would be a period of time where you would say it's kind of quick, maybe I'll go with systemic therapy?
So 6 months to me is like an obvious time where you'd say this patient needs systemic therapy now. 2 years, it's obvious they need stereotactic radiotherapy. In the middle, I think that would be a gray zone and one we'd want to look to define.
Another thing that's interesting is for the people who would, such as you, in this kind of situation, particularly a long disease-free interval, go with stereotactic, what about post-radiation treatment, for example, osimertinib?
Yeah, I think you could do it. I think it makes sense because you'd say this patient has stage 4 disease. They're likely to develop disease. But at the same time, again, you know, you may be able to hold off on initiating osimertinib, and it may be 6 months that you'd be able to wait before you start the osimertinib.
There are a couple other scenarios, and then I want to just talk a little bit about the data that we have that addresses these questions. Before we get into that, just a couple more scenarios. So we presented a situation of a patient at a prior resection of an adenocarcinoma lung, exon 19 deletion, adjuvant chemo, but then presents with a single brain met. And just to kind of throw it in there, we said the PD-L1 level is 85%. So the lesion is removed surgically, and the question we asked the audience is, what about post-op radiation therapy? And there was a consensus, just kidding, they were completely split 50-50 about whether to do radiation therapy or not. When we asked the faculty, most people said they would do radiation therapy, mainly stereotactic. So any thoughts about post-resection radiation therapy?
You know, I think this is an important area, and I think, you know, local control remains critically relevant for brain metastases. So if the patient has a surgery, and then I think there are lots of factors around that surgery. And frankly, the one that leads me to answer this question most is really talking with the neurosurgeon and saying, you know, so what do you think? How'd that go? Do you think this patient needs postoperative radiation therapy? You know, if the surgeon says, got it all, I feel really comfortable, and they've got a good margin, I'm happy. They're happy to tell you when they think a little bit of post-operative radiation will help out as well. Now, clearly, I don't want to throw radiation at situations that we don't need to, because there are downsides to doing radiation. You know, I think those of us who've seen patients who've done well for a long time, we begin to see problems with radiation necrosis, and it's something that really comes up, and it can be devastating for patients. And so we clearly want to hold off on radiation when we don't need to, but at the same time, local control remains very important for brain metastases.